Hello, America. Welcome to Thursday. We just got our unemployment numbers out, and it is a record breaker. It is worse than the worst estimates that we heard. And this is from last week. So this was the first round of cuts. We're going to get to that, and we'll show you a path to the light. Just walk towards the light. We'll do that in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Well, in solidarity with Joe Biden, who just recently said,
I had my home converted, there in my recreation room, they put in the high-speed internet, so I can do what's called television.
Wow, that was... I was inspired, so I ordered all the fake wood paneling that's going to go halfway up the wall, then just strangely stop. I'm getting a record player with some sweet tunes, maybe some, you know, maybe a Commodore 64 computer. Dial-up ready, though. I mean, oh, excuse me, I coughed into my hands, but I can cough into my hand because I'm home alone. Anyway, one thing I haven't been persuaded to put into my new rec room and replace is my X chair. Terribly sorry, Joe, but I'm riding out the quarantine in style and comfort, you know, at least when it comes to my office. I mean, my rec room. X chair, patented dynamic variable lumbar or DVL support system. If you have a bad back, this is a great chair for you. Even if you don't have a bad back, this support system, it has 10 different settings on it. I mean, this thing... You practically need a degree to run it. I think you do. It's got all these different settings on it, so you are comfortable no matter how you like the chair. Feel the DVL difference for yourself and get $100 off by calling 844-4X-CHAIR or go to xchairbeck.com. That's xchairbeck.com. 1-844-4X-CHAIR or xchairbeck.com. Use the promo code XWheels and you're going to get a free set of the new XWheels with your chair. xchairbeck.com.
After the 100th time scrolling through your feed today, maybe you need some new reading material to get you through the quarantine.
Please.
We gotcha.
Glenn Beck has a new book called Arguing with Socialists, and you can pre-order it now, wherever books are sold.
All right, so we have our weekly jobless claims now. This is the first time we have seen an unemployment number since this began. Now, remember, what was it, last week? Last week we had, 280-some thousand jobs added? The worst on record for the Great Recession was 665,000 jobs that were lost in 2009. The all-time mark was 695,000 jobs in October 1982. Remember, last week, it was 282. Today, that has surged in 1 week to 3.28 million people. They were talking yesterday about a very bad number coming out, and that number was in the low twos. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to the stock market today, as the stock market is going to be fighting this jobless number alongside of the stimulus package. This is depression area era kind of news. I don't know that America is... really fully understands that yet. With 3 million people unemployed just last week, how many employers are now just starting to look and say, okay, what are we going to do? Because this isn't going away in 2 weeks. What do we do now? I think this number is fairly small for what we're headed towards. Stu, any idea what this means for an unemployment number when it's translated?
We don't know yet on that. I mean, I can tell you just looking at the charts, this is what happens, you know, because we have to do this sort of nonsense all the time with charts and everything. It's what happens when you mistakenly add an extra zero in your last column and you didn't realize it, and then you draw the chart. And it's just this kind of flat line bumping up and down a little bit in a very small range. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, 10 times whatever the other number is. It looks like a big wall was drawn at the end of the chart. It's a straight up line. And
yeah, it's 1,052% up.
Jeez. And if you want, this not to, you know, to be 6 million or 8 million or 12 million or more, this is something to really consider. I know you got bashed all week because you said at some level we can't lose the country. We're going to have to figure out a way to make this happen. That you got all lit up for that. But I mean, you look at this is week one of this. And most companies, right, if you're in a relatively decent position, you can deal with another week. You know, if you think it's going to be a 2 or 3 week problem, you can probably figure out a way to get yourself through it. This is a totally different situation now. I mean, everyone's bashing the president for saying Easter.
We got to get back to work.
Right? Yeah. Which is still, what, 3 weeks away? Is it 2 or 3 weeks away? So you've already had
2 weeks away, isn't it? The 14th.
14th. So you've already dealt with,
I think,
a couple weeks of horror show for your business. The most optimistic person speaking right now is the president, and he's saying it's another 2 weeks. You know, that's why this bill is being forced through with God only knows what in it. I mean, we're starting to learn some of the details.
Oh. No, I got some of the details for you. It will melt your brain. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that coming up. It's worse than you think, Stu. It's worse than you think. And God help us. Listen, before we get into all of that stuff, we have to get back to work. For instance, right now, we were redoing this atrium in our studios. How many square feet is the atrium? 40,000 square feet? It's like crazy. And we were painting the studio. It took, 3 months to paint the outside, getting ready to paint the inside, doing all this construction work. Everything has been halted, even though there's only like 4 people in the studio. It's all been halted because the city said, you got to stop going to work. Okay, well, that's cool and everything, but is there any safe way of doing it? There were literally like 6 guys on the job. Can they work apart from each other? You know, the studio is still working. We still have employed everyone. We still are doing all of the shows. So we're still working. But I'd like to pay these guys to continue to work. And I know I'm not alone. There are a lot of places where it hasn't hit. And we're sitting here idly. Now, you know, if you look at Germany, I'm going to go into Germany here in just a second. Germany looks like they are handling this extraordinarily well. And it's not because they have a socialist or a authoritarian government. It's the exact opposite. Because they went through Hitler, they can't give the German chancellor any power. And so the centralized government doesn't have power. Because they went through all of the health scares, you know, like scary experimentations on children, they don't have control like everyone else has control of their medical system. So they are testing faster than anyone else. And the reason why is because all of the free market was open. Their Koch Center, I can't remember the first name of it, but it is, it's the guy who came up with a cure for, I think, tuberculosis. It's named after him. And this institute is like their CDC. And their CDC doesn't have authority. It just says, look, we need a test to do these things. Then it goes to the open market. And so they have these tests being made by all these different companies, and everyone's being tested. We are a hybrid of that. And that's one of the problems. And we're what's worse is one of the things that's in this new bill is if somebody, if you take any of this money and you're a business and somebody tries to unionize, you can't say no until you've paid that money back. The government is grabbing control. And this is not good. We need to have the most free market to be able to expand and heal from this. There's also some other things, and I'm gonna call my local bank today because my local bank is really they're great. I don't deal with the big banks because I don't trust them. Wells Fargo, yeah, U.S. Bank, Citi, J.P. Morgan Chase. Now, let me give you some good news about these guys. In California, they have now agreed to defer mortgage payments for 3 months. Now, Bank of America only agreed to waive mortgage payments for 1 month. But I have a feeling they're going to change. But Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, Citi, and J.P. Morgan Chase, this is only in California. But this is the kind of help that banks can provide. If the monkey would come off of our back so quickly if we just said, you know what, 3 months, don't pay your mortgage, don't worry about it. Businesses, do you hear the Cheesecake Factory may go out of business? And you know why?
No, don't you dare say that. What are you talking about?
Oh, I know. They're talking about they will not be able to make their mortgage payment. I mean, they are in like the premier malls and the premier places. All of their mortgages are for these premier spots and they're big. So they're not going to be able to hit their mortgage payment at the end of this month. And they're like, I guess we're going out of business. Are you kidding me?
Well, this bill is supposed to address things like that, right? I mean, this is what the you know, the slush fund was all about, right? For big companies who need to be able to get, you know,
but what about the little companies? What about the little people?
Well, they do have a lot in there for small companies as well. One of the things they have is
I don't even mean that, Stu. I just mean the impact we could make. We're giving $4 trillion to these banks, just giving it to them. $4 trillion. These banks should say, as a public service, we're being backstopped by the federal government. They said that they would just print more. You know they'll be made whole. No mortgage payments for anybody. Just stop all mortgage payments for anybody for 3 months and make it universal. So no one, you can take that money. Look, if, let me go here. I got a kind of an urgent note last night from Mercury One. And Mercury One is donating $25,000 to help communities throughout the country. We are partnering with Team Rubicon. They are built to serve. These guys are all military guys. And in response to the COVID-19 outbreak, we've launched Neighbors Helping Neighbors. You can hashtag that, Neighbors Helping Neighbors. It's an initiative to meet the needs of our communities through safe individual acts of service. This is what Mercury One was built for, these times. They're donating $25,000, but $25,000 is not going to make it. But we have been focusing on saving persecuted Christians and everything else. We really need your help. I just talked to Tanya. I got this note. I'm going to match the $25,000. So there's $50,000. If you're in a position to help, please help. This is going to affect each and every one of us. This is the kind of call to service that we have not been called to since the Great Depression. The time before that, I would say, would have to be the Civil War. This is a call to service. If you can help, if you can help in your neighborhood with just your time or your talent, if you can go shopping, if you can, whatever you can do, start doing it now. If you can help us out with organized things with Team Rubicon, We would really appreciate the donation. Mercury One really, really needs the help today so we can fund our partners. We don't do this work. We go to the neighborhoods and we help the churches and the small organizations that can. They know how to help, and they have proven to be people that use that money in the most responsible way. Every dime of your donation, every dime will go to help the people who are in need. And I'm talking about at the street level. There's no businesses. There's nothing. This is right directly to the people who are most in need. 100% of everything donated. So if you can donate it all today, please go to mercury1.org, mercury1.org, and donate. By the way, they really, this was the first thing on their ask. Glenn, please let us know how we can pray for the listeners. Please let us know. They have this big prayer network because a lot of people volunteer and they don't have anything, and they're like, I can pray. So follow them on social media and let them know how they can pray. They also need financial help to continue in many of the areas. This is going to get worse before it gets better. If you can financially help out, restore the human spirit to these communities around the country and to individuals, go to mercury1.org/donate. What I was saying about the mortgages, what made me think of this, I will share with you next.
American Financing, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Okay, I can't stress to you enough how important it is for you to get on American Financing on the phone with them today. Get on the phone with American Financing and either consolidate your loans. So, in other words, you have all these high interest credit card debts. If you own your home, get on the phone with them today. You know, it was a luxury to say, oh, you could save a couple $100. Now saving a couple $100 a month could mean the difference between survival and not. And with the interest rates as low as they are, you can refinance, and I'll bet you could save $1,000 a month, especially if you are folding in, you know, high interest debt credit cards. Please refinance. Please look at a consolidation loan. Be extraordinarily frugal. You are the backbone. You're going to be needed to help other people and to restart the heart of this nation. And I mean restart it. It is at a dead stop. AmericanFinancing.net. Call them. Best 10 minutes you can spend today is on the phone with them. AmericanFinancing.net. 800-906-2440 is their phone number. 800-906-2440. Do it now. 10 seconds, station ID. All right, so here is what I want you to understand. When I was talking about the mortgages, and I'm saying just stop all mortgages, people don't understand that the apartment complex that you live in has a mortgage. Somebody doesn't own that outright. The bank owns that. And so they have to make their mortgage payment for the entire complex. So if you don't make your mortgage payment, they can't make their mortgage payment. And then that whole complex is shut down. That's why it doesn't make any sense to say, well, after you make so much money, you should have to not worry about your mortgage. Couple of things on this. You take your mortgage payment and cut it for everyone who has lost their job or is worried about it. And then ask people, as the president, ask them, please, if you can, donate that money. If you're not worried, donate that money to a local charity. What you don't pay, help somebody. Pay it forward. That's what needs to happen. If you can take the mortgage payment of the people who, you know, I have people who rent space from me. Okay, so I've got this huge studio. I've got tenants in there. If they don't make their mortgage payment, how do I make my mortgage payment? If I didn't have a mortgage payment, I could tell my people who are tenants, don't worry about your mortgage, cover your staff. And instead of that, would you please pay it forward and help somebody else who doesn't have it? We could help each other. We don't need $6 trillion, two from the federal government and Congress and four from the Fed. If they would just shut off our mortgage payments for 3 months, we could help each other a great deal. Please call your bank, call the Congress, call everybody you know and say, look, there's got to be a way to stop. California has just done it. Gavin Newsom has just gotten the banks to do it in California for 3 months. That should be universal, because people who still are operating in America, people who are still have their communities going, take that money and pass it forward to somebody else, because we're all going to be there, brothers. We're all going to be here.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, let me tell you a little bit about our sponsor. It's Relief Factor. If you are in pain, you can get out of pain. Get out of pain with Relief Factor. I know, because I've done it, and it's remarkable how I have my life back. It's not a drug. It was developed by doctors, and 70% of the people who try it go on to order more. And you can order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. They say if it doesn't work within 3 weeks, stop taking it. It's just not going to work. But I will tell you, the longer I take it, the better I feel. I've been taking it for 2 years now, and I know when I've missed a dose. I take it in the morning and I take it at night, and I feel different. I mean, not good when I don't take it. It's 100% natural. Do it now. Call 800-500-8384. Get your life back. This is money well spent. You need to feel good at this time in your life. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. Your nation needs you to feel good.
Arguing with Socialists is coming out April 7th by one Glenn Beck. You can get it now at Amazon.com or pre-order at GlennBeck.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Welcome to it. Pat Gray is here. We were just talking off air about, the end of the world, end times, Jesus coming. I don't think this is the time that Jesus comes, but who am I to say? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that I just got news from Israel that bats were falling out of the sky dead yesterday. People are saying that's a sign of the end times.
Were people making sandwiches out of them?
No, they weren't. No, okay. It's not. That's in China. Oh, no, okay. Nobody was cooking them up in a nice soup. But they have no idea why these bats are falling out of the sky, and they're saying, "Well, that's part of prophecy, because it says, Lord's going to take care of all the birds and stuff in the sky, and they're just going to go away." Okay.
I didn't know that one. I'm unfamiliar with that prophecy.
I'm not sure of that one either, but I'm pretty sure that I never read anything about bats being dead either.
No.
So, welcome to the program, Pat. Your thoughts on 3.28 million in unemployment.
I mean, that's just catastrophic. I hope this bill, mitigates that in the future. It can't help but, right? I mean, and when you have every single Republican who is there to vote, voting for it, either everybody's just caved and tossed their principles aside, or they believe that this is the only way to save America.
I think they caved.
Really?
I think they may have said, this is as good as we're going to get, so we might as well. But I don't think that they all believe that. Yes, every bit of this is fantastic, And I think it is such an overreach to where
I love your idea of doing a moratorium for 3 months on mortgages. That would help immensely. And so would every state agreeing to forego property tax for 3 months. You know, just give people relief on that end where they don't have to have so much outgoing and they can keep more of their money. Isn't that the conservative way? That's the Republican way to do it.
But they didn't do that.
But they didn't do that.
If you just take the mortgage and rent is your biggest concern for most people. That's the biggest concern. And if you just said, look, if you have mortgage or rent, stop for 3 months. And
be great.
And I love your idea also of no property tax.
Yeah.
So take those both away for 3 months and then couple that with an ask. Please give some of that money to others that are in need.
Yeah.
Because that's how our grandparents.
Yeah.
Right. That's where our grandparents excelled. And we're not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
We're used to getting money and then not giving it away. We need to see the needs in others. And if we have the ability to do it right now, everybody's clenched so tight because they don't know what this means yet. And they're clenched so tight. They're like, I don't know. Can I give that money away right now? I don't know. None of us do.
So,
but we have to have faith in God that we will make it. Mm-hmm. We'll make it.
The way you think this works, like for obviously the banks are depending on money and mortgage companies are. They are going to get some of these trillions of dollars that are already in this bill. Is that kind of the vision there?
They're getting $4 trillion as it is.
Yeah,
and it would stabilize because right now they're looking and doing calculations on who's going to default. And so it makes it even scarier for them. Who's going to default? Who's going to not be able to pay their mortgage in 3 months? Are these AAA bonds that we've been repackaging and selling, these mortgages, are they going to default? A moratorium on all defaulting, a moratorium on absolutely everything for 3 months.
Yes.
That would help them. It would help us. And what are they? They're missing out paying each other. Well, the Fed is paying them.
What about the landlord level? I would think that actually would be an impact you'd probably have to address. I mean, if you're renting out, if you're an apartment complex and everyone starts paying zero a month for three.
No, that's what I mean by, look, if you own it outright, maybe you get a portion of, you get a quarter of your value of a monthly payment or so. I don't know.
Yeah,
most people do not own that property outright. So they have the landlord would have to have a moratorium. The only way he could do it is if he didn't have to collect all the rents to pay his mortgage. So anyone who had any kind of mortgage, business, Cheesecake Factory, a home, any kind of mortgage.
Like how business and home were a category, and you gave an entire category to Cheesecake Factory.
I did. I think it deserves its own category. Have you seen its menu?
Yes.
It's in a category of itself. So I just think that business and home ownership and apartment complexes, they shouldn't have to meet that monthly nut for 3 months. Then they could give people and say, look, pay $100 a month or pay nothing a month, whatever it is, but get rid of it for 3 months.
And, the government is attaching certain provisions on receiving the money with the businesses. Like they're saying, if we give you this money, you can't fire your employees after we do. You could also do that with the banks. We're going to give you this money. We're going to bail you out, but we want you to put a moratorium on mortgages for 3 months. And it would also be easy for the states to put the moratorium on the property taxes for 3 months. You can do all of
this. So here's the thing. The banks aren't being bailed out directly this time because, that started the Tea Party. So the Fed is just doing it. And so the Fed is the bank. You know, so the Fed's just printing money and giving it to themselves. That's what's happening there.
Yeah.
So there are no strings attached on that. We just have to, you know, we just have to pressure these Congress and pressure our state governors. You should be calling your governor now because Gavin Newsom just got this in California. And I think this should happen in every state in the union. So call your governor and say, put the banks on notice. You need a 3-month moratorium on all mortgages, business, and home mortgages. That's not necessarily a business loan. It's just the place of business. You don't have to pay for the place of business because that's everybody's biggest expense.
Also, how do you feel about what's happening to the, what's it called? Constitution right now. What's happening with that? Nobody's paying attention to it.
Why did it?
At all.
Is the National Archives closing? Because I've seen it up there. It's on display.
I'm
what
not
else
talking
is it
so
for?
Much about the actual physical document, but what it says in the document. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
forget that.
Like, you can't turn people's water off and their electricity off if they disobey you and your order for them to shut down their business. Like in Virginia with Governor Northam, Governor Blackface, making it a crime to assemble something that is literally addressed directly in the U.S. Constitution. But you have to dig in quite a ways to the very
to the
first amendment
the first one.
To find it. So it's a little
deep.
Difficult.
It's deep. It's on page one, first paragraph.
But not a lot of people dig that far into the Constitution.
right. It's not in the headline, okay? And that's as far as we go. So here's the thing, Pat. Actually, if you watched my special last night, the states have extraordinary power.
Yeah, it's crazy.
As long as they're doing it to everyone. That's the key here. And what the real problem is the states are trying to kick it up to the federal government. They don't want to take this responsibility and they don't want to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you saw that, who was it? Oh, state of Texas today, the president just issued the order for the National Guard. Well, why didn't the governor do that? Because if the governors issue a call for the National Guard, then they have to pay for it. But if the president orders the National Guard, then the federal government pays for it.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to set the precedence that the National Guard is under the direction of the president. The National Guard must be under the governors. You might have a bad governor, but we can all escape from that state. And then you also have the federal government that can remove that bad governor. But if you have the military operating in the United States and it's all under the control of the president, and I'm not talking about this president, but I can't believe all these Democratic governments, governors who said that the president of the United States, Donald Trump, was a fascist, is now giving him the power over their state by moving the military under his direction into their state.
It's crazy.
I mean, you know, you obviously don't believe that he's a dictator when you are in that state giving him that much power. And thank God, I don't think he is a dictator. And I don't think he'd become a dictator. But you can't set this precedence.
And yet,
and do you
here
hear anybody
are.
Saying of it?
Here, no, nobody's
here
talking about it. We're rolling over for all of it. We're not even giving a thought to whether or not we should be doing this. We're just in such a panic right now. Nobody wants the disease. We don't want it to spread. So anything's proposed. Okay. Yep. We'll comply.
Well, you know what? Did you see the guy who probably, this is the study that probably had the president shut everything down. This is the guy. This is the study that England shut down over. Everybody else, have you heard about the Imperial College study in the UK?
Yeah, that's the big scary model that they've been
using.
That's
the big one, yeah. 500,000 deaths in the UK. Well, now the guy who did the study says, I think we might have enough ICU beds, and it's probably only going to kill 20,000 in the UK.
That's a pretty
and
big difference.
More than half of those... More than half of those, he said, would have died by the end of the year in any way, in any case, because they're sick and old. So wait a minute. Wait a minute. You just said 500,000 people would die. Now you're saying 20,000 by the end of the year, and they probably would have died anyway, and you've destroyed the global economy?
Well, but I think I was reading that too, and as I was reading into his reasoning for his optimism seems to be the lockdown.
Yeah, so Really? Because the lockdown was in place. He said the numbers are so encouraging with the lockdown. The lockdown in the UK had been going on for two solid days.
Right. The official one. But they were doing, you know, the encouraged social distancing and all of that before.
Social distancing. We were doing social distancing. There's nothing wrong with social distancing. We're talking about the shutting down of economies. Hang on. We got to take a quick break. Back in just a second. All right. Now, on the rare occasion when you actually leave your home, do you leave the front door standing wide open? You ever leave it unlocked? Of course not. Why? Because you know you have things that you need to protect. You just don't leave the door open. We're leaving the door open every time we get online. Cyber criminals can hack in and steal all of the most personal stuff, which is why you need Norton 360 in your life. It's affordable. It is simple. It has bank-grade encryption. We're talking about real-time security for your devices. It has a safe cam to block people from being able to take over your webcam. Don't give up your right to privacy. Get Norton 360 today. You know, they're talking about the government is doing a study right now, and I can guarantee you they're already working towards this if they're not already doing it, where they are tracking everyone's cell phones and everyone's computers, everything, so they know exactly where everybody is located. You know, that's one reason why I have the bank grade encryption. Thank you, Norton 360. Norton 360, they can't prevent all cybercrime or all companies or governments monitoring you at all times, but they are an integrated solution to help protect your devices and to help protect you. Save up to 50% off your first year now with the annual subscription at Norton.com/Beck. That's Norton.com/Beck.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Perhaps. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. Let me give you some news on Donald Trump that no one in the media will give you. The head of the World Health Organization, the WHO. Remember, they've been used by the media to say Donald Trump is just evil. He won't. He's putting people in coronavirus vats right now and making them drink whole liquid, mix up drinks that are made entirely out of coronavirus. And he's making them. He put a straw directly into their lungs. Well, here's what the head of the WHO said. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, is taking responsibility for leading the United States and their response to the global pandemic. He said he has repeatedly called on the heads of state to lead a whole government response and said Trump is leading by example. This is exactly what he's doing. Quoting, we appreciate because fighting this pandemic needs political commitment. And Donald Trump is doing all that he can. And I believe that kind of political commitment and political leadership can bring change or stop this pandemic. End quote. Oh, man, I actually went online yesterday to some mainstream media sources and really started reading everything. Everything is negative. Everything is negative. There's not one thing that anybody is writing right now about Donald Trump or about our government's response. I've never seen anything like it. You know, I'm glad that the press has discredited itself as much as it has, because we shouldn't be reading that crap, because, man, you want to kill yourself after reading what they think, you know, is going on and how bad things really, really are. We're Americans. We're Americans. We're going to make it. We'll find a way. We always do.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
So yesterday, we told you that the federal government was going to give $2 trillion and pump it into the economy. Now, we couldn't tell you what was in the bill. We still can't get the full bill, but we have pieces of the bill, and I want to share what we found in pieces of the bill. They're hoping to finish passing it today. Oh, so the cavalry will roll in. But who are they rolling over? By the way, the employment numbers just came out. Unemployment is up by 3.28 million Americans. That's in week one. You want to know why the president says we have to get back to work? We can't handle very many weeks like that. We have got to turn the engine of America back on.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I'm a big fan of finding silver linings, and here's a big silver lining. If you are somebody who is in debt, you have a mortgage, you've got credit card bills that are high interest credit card bills, I want you to call AmericanFinancing.net. Call them today. This is the best 10 minutes that you could spend today. I don't care if the hottest model just shows up in your house. And she's like, I've only got 10 minutes. If that's the 10 minutes that you were going to call American Financing, pass on the model. This one is actually, I know, hurts me to say it, but only because I know she's coming to my house and I've already called American Financing. So I got 10 minutes for her. Anyway, call them at 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440, AmericanFinancing.net. Go there now, refi your mortgage, or ask them about a consolidation loan to get out of those high interest debts. With 3.28 million people losing their jobs last week, to put that into context, it was about 650,000 that lost their jobs at the peak of 08. The worst job loss, I think, was 675,000. This is 3.28 in a week. We're in a different territory. You really won't recognize your country at the end of this. We've got to do the smart things and save as much money as we can. AmericanFinancing.net will help you. Call them today, 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Arguing with Socialists, the new book from Glenn Beck. Pre-order now on Amazon.
So I know this is a dumb question, but Stu, I'd like you to help me out on some of these things, okay? Going over the bailout, I found a few things. Mm-hmm. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts Operations and Maintenance. For an additional amount for operations and maintenance of $25 million to remain available until September 30th, 2021 to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus domestically or internationally, including funding for deep cleaning and information technology to improve telework capability and for operations and maintenance requires related to the consequence of coronavirus. What exactly does the John F. Kennedy Center need to do besides get a bunch of mothballs and roll them down the aisle and then vacuum them the back up when they can open the doors? Well, $25 million?
In times of a pandemic, Glenn, you want to make sure you pour money into facilities where people get together to sit really close to each other and watch a show.
It's unbelievable.
It's a great idea.
Unbelievable. I think we can do deep cleaning there for less than $25 million. And notice, and this is a key word, notice it says, to prepare for and respond to coronavirus domestically or internationally.
Well, if they move the Kennedy Center to Madagascar at any point,
or Ukraine,
it could be a huge issue.
All right. I don't think we should be, you know, $25 million to, you know, the Kennedy Center. I mean, how much does it take to turn off the lights and then come back later? Why are we paying performers and artists for not performing? I mean, get the unemployment that the plumber gets. The National Foundation on the Arts and Humanities, 5 National Endowment for the Arts, 6 grants and administration. For the additional amount, now $25 million to turn out the lights of the Kennedy Center, this is an additional amount for grants and administration, $75 million. To remain available until September 30th, 2021, to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus domestically or internationally to be distributed in grants. Oh, okay. So, wow. So $75 million to pay artists. Okay. Who's getting these grants? And I'm an artist. Can I get one? I'm guessing the answer is negatory, Chief. Negatory. Howard University, for an additional amount for Howard University of $13 million to prepare to respond to domestically, internationally, help defray the expenses directly caused by coronavirus and enable grants to students for expenses directly related to coronavirus for the disruption of university operations. What? I mean, how expensive are the books now? $13 million for to cover the disruptions. $13 million? I mean, can I just tell you, in this bill, schools are getting an awful lot of money. And with all due respect for the amount of fleecing that these universities have done, I think clean up your own mess. But that's just me. How are they different than the plumber right down the road? How come Beacon Plumbing is not getting millions of dollars? I mean, keeping my crapper clean and flushing with all this toilet paper that I now have, I mean, that seems to be more critical to me than, you know, giving grants to students for the disruption of university operations. I don't even know what that means. Also, notice all of these, domestic or international. That phrase is mentioned 115 times in the document. Why does Howard need to spend money outside the U.S.? How much money exactly is going to be leaving the U.S.? Because I thought we were bailing out the United States. Source of funds used for payments of salaries and expenses of Tiny Findings Child Development Center. The Government Accountability Office may reimburse the Tiny Findings Child Development Center for salaries for employees incurred from April 1st to September 30th, 2020, for employees of such center who have been ordered to cease working due to measures taken in the Capitol complex to combat coronavirus, not to exceed $100,000 a month. So this is the tiny little Findings Child Development Center that's in the Capitol. So they took care of theirs. But what about all the little Chinese, the child findings development centers that are around the country? I was just with the bank president of my local bank just, two days ago. And we were talking, he runs a small business on top of that one. He runs a daycare. He and his daughter run a daycare. I said, how's that going? He said, not well. I don't know how we're going to keep those doors open. Well, okay, well, how come he doesn't get any help? See, this is the kind of stuff that it drives people nuts. This is the kind of stuff that gives, that creates the Tea Party or Occupy Wall Street. It does. Now they're giving to a private nonprofit. Well, how come Mercury One? We do a lot of good. How come we're not on that? How do you even get in line on that? You don't. Extension of sexual risk avoidance education program, $48,287,671 for the period beginning October 1st, 2019, and ending May 22nd of 2020. Excuse me. Okay, wait. For the period beginning October 1st, 2019, that's in the past, and ending May 22nd, and they need $50 million. I mean, I'm sure they're doing great work. I mean that sincerely. But $50 million spent on telling people to self-regulate sexual risk? Wouldn't, everybody stay in shelter in place? Shouldn't that stop all risky behavior? I mean, you're only having sex with